You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are jam-packed with people who want to play Rattle Off. Emily was the first one through. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning, you.
So, Emily, let us know what was the highlight of your weekend.
Highlight of my weekend, it was my birthday.
Hey, all right.
There you go.
Did you get anything good?
I actually just wanted it super low-key, and so I had the hubby grill me up some ribs and chow down on some
yum.
Great.
Are you telling me he did not buy you a single gift?
No, he did. He did. But, it's
but
not
the ribs were better, right?
Yeah, exactly. And cake. No birthday is complete without cake.
Did you just say it's not about the gifts?
I did. You know, when you get to a certain age.
Yeah. I still like gifts.
Just to spend time with
I haven't hit that age yet, so I would want gifts and ribs.
That's a good combination.
Yeah.
I would consider the rib a gift. So
I would. Yeah, I was going to say, you could open up your package and there were ribs in it. I mean, that would be a pretty damn good birthday.
Yum.
Not bad.
Well, happy birthday.
I guess the way Jeremy and I are going to judge here, though, is the sides. What were the sides with those ribs?
Ooh, we did scalloped potatoes and Caesar salad.
What's the face for?
Yuck.
Which one?
Both.
Oh. I personally am a big fan of the scalloped potato. I don't need the Caesar salad.
No.
But
Growing up, I really hated scalloped potatoes, and my mom would make them all the time, so I think that's just one of those things that stuck with me. I can't have them now.
What's your preference, scalloped potatoes or potatoes au gratin?
Is baked potato an option? If I'm having ribs, I want a sweet potato next to that with a little cinnamon and butter.
That's what I'm.
And then some baked beans.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Emily,
too good
I found, I was telling Jeremy about a barbecue restaurant I found just about, 10 minutes from my house. And one of their sides is the sweet potato. They bring it out in a bowl, and it's a sweet potato casserole with melted marshmallows on top.
Oh, yeah. It's like dessert.
And it's like a dessert almost. It's just so, it's piping hot and, oh.
That would beat your salad, Emily. Sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to agree. That's definitely good, compared to a Caesar salad.
Next level stuff. That's what it is.
Well, happy birthday, though. That's good for you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's fun.
Which birthday was it? We can ask. You can answer.
33.
Oh, my God. You're old.
I think it's going to be a good number. Seems lucky. We'll test it out this morning, right?
You don't want gifts at 33?
You can't get over that.
I still can't get over it.
I'm not a gifts guy either, Emily. I'm kind of with you on that. But I just think if you're 33 and you're married, your husband's got to get you something. So I'm glad he did. And you don't want to talk about it. So I'm wondering if it was some sort of risque kind of thing or something.
Or was it like a vacuum?
Yeah.
No. He went above and beyond, actually.
Well, then what did he give you? Come on.
You can tell us. Come on.
He got me a MacBook.
That's an awesome gift.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's incredible.
He must really love you.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Doing something right.
Did you get any birthday smooches?
Definitely got birthday smooches from the whole family. I got
from the whole family.
No, Emily.
I'm not talking. No, I'm talking smooches.
Get smooches. That's a certain kind of kiss, you know.
Where your heads are at this morning.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you picked
this morning.
If you picked rib meat out of each other's teeth.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. It does. It's kinky, right? Kinky.
Huh?
All right. Are we done?
No, I had another question, and then I really wanted to ask.
You lost it with the rib meat and the teeth.
As soon as she started talking about getting smooches from
the
everybody.
Whole family. What kind of family do you have?
What, are you from West Virginia? What's going on here?
Well, I was thinking about clean things, not where your minds are at.
Just love, just hugs and kisses love. From the
but,
kids.
Exactly. Yeah. But you listen to this show frequently, right?
I do, yeah.
So you know where our heads are. I mean, it's not like we just shocked you or anything.
This is true.
Last question, and we will not keep you on the spot any longer. Where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband at my freshman year at university, and that was in Philadelphia. And we're going to be celebrating 15 years together in February.
That's fantastic.
Right on.
What university is this, Temple or something like that?
Yeah, right on, Temple.
There you go. All right. I know my way around the universities, Emily, although I never graduated myself. I know where they are. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
You got the important one. All right, I'm ready.
What is it the Temple Owls? Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
All right. Go Owls. Very good. Let's play Rattle Off. Here's how it works, Ms. Emily. We give you a category. You'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Wait a minute. Do you need one of us to give you the 2-word birthday song before you play?
Oh, I don't think I've been I don't think I've heard that one before.
You have not heard the 2-word birthday song.
Dom can do it.
No.
I'll do it for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Okay, there you go. Let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. We want 5 things that you eat out of a cup. 5 things one might eat out of a cup. Ready? And go!
Oh, ice cream, baked beans, broccoli.
You could have named your 2 sides that you had.
Exactly.
Time's up.
Cup of soup, cup of noodles.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese comes out of a cup sometimes.
Well,
you know, at least you got smooches from your family.
That's right.
So you got that.
Good weekend.
You are absolutely charming, Emily. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was great talking to her. Who's next? That would be Kristen. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what about you? The highlight of your weekend?
Highlight of my weekend was watching my boys play sports.
No.
My middleist is baseball.
No.
What else happened? What else went on?
No.
No.
Highlight of a weekend.
I watched my kid play baseball.
Watching your kid have fun.
I did that for an hour and a half, too, and it was not the highlight.
The highlight of your weekend.
It was so fun. Well, I don't always get to, watch their sports.
No.
And I'm a teacher, so I'm home for the summer, so I get to hang out with them a little bit more.
All right.
Okay.
Fine, whatever.
If it has to be.
Why don't you tell us a couple of other things that weren't the highlight, and Jeremy and I will decide if they should have been the highlight.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what else did you do?
Other highlight was watching the Avs win.
There you
That's
go.
Big.
That's
big. That's exciting.
Good. What else? Keep going.
Awesome. That's it? Any good food?
Wine?
Well, I started watching Selling Sunset. I don't know. That's pretty fun.
Did you get smooches this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
That's the highlight.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Lots of them.
All right. Good for you. Just randomly walking through the store.
Well, I mean, people I know.
People you
My
know.
Family.
People know you.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Kristen, are you excited to... Are you married?
I am, yes.
Where did you meet your husband?
We met at a house party in college.
A lot of college hookups turning into marriages.
That's why you go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no other reason, really.
You're preaching to the choir with me. I don't think very many people should go to college personally, but, Did you finish? Did you get your degree?
Yes. Yeah, in elementary education.
Oh, okay. Good. See, so you are using your degree, and a lot of people don't, but you actually put yours to use, so that's good.
I am, yes.
Where'd you go? UNC? Are you a Bear?
I did go to UNC. I went to CU Boulder for a couple years, and then I transferred to UNC.
See, as soon as I hear people say they got their teaching, I'm like, oh, they went to UNC. I'm 2 for 2, yeah. Jeremy, on guessing colleges today.
Impressive.
You got to admit, I picked out Temple out of Philadelphia, and I picked UNC with
impressive.
No other clue other than her degree.
Dang.
Pretty good.
I'm like a Nostradamus.
Got a degree in mad skills.
Yeah.
On a roll.
Nostradamus. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds, Kristen. Give me 5 different beauty procedures. 5 different beauty procedures. Ready and go.
Okay, a tummy tuck, liposuction, Botox, lip filler, boob job.
Boom, look at that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have gone with hair, you know, pedicure,
you went
manicure.
With the biggies. Your haircut, just haircut.
Facial, you know, but you're going with
procedure.
Well, I know, but I consider like those to be procedures, I guess.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
You got
still,
it.
You know, you still got it.
Wow.
You're a winner.
Yay.
Hooray.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good job.
My son in the back is looking at me like I'm nuts. What did you just rattle off, Mom?
And he's like, why did you say boob job?
How old is your son?
My oldest son is 7.
How would you explain a breast augmentation surgery to a 7-year-old? I mean, how would you?
Well, I would say sometimes women aren't happy fully with their body, or maybe they've had children and their body looks a little different. So you ask a doctor to make it look better for you and not for anybody else.
See,
that's
I can
that's
tell
perfect.
You are a teacher. You know how exactly to explain
that's perfect. Things.
Man.
You know, it's a gift.
Well done.
Well, I would say I was 2 for 2 with picking colleges, but Jeremy, you and I were both 2 for 2 with great callers for Rattle Off today.
Right.
And I'm sure all the others would have been fantastic too if we had gotten to
we'll
them.
Never know.
But instead, Kristen hogged the prize today.
Good job, Kristen.
Way to go.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I haven't ever won anything, but we've called before. So we're pretty
what?
Excited.
You've never won anything?
I mean, not really.
No?
Hmm.
No.
You got a good one today, too. The casino prize pack, Lodge Casino.
Yeah,
it's
really
a biggie.
Nice.
Date night.
Get a sitter and go up and have some fun. And
well,
if you've never.
It's almost our 10-year wedding anniversary, so maybe I'll surprise
you. Oh,
perfect.
Beautiful. Well, if you've never won before, can I just say Jeremy and I are honored to be your first.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad we got through.
Yeah.
Me too. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to. Yeah, you'll never forget that as long as you live. I won a contest by saying boob job. So.
Exactly.
Listen, hold on. Don't wander off. Josh is going to come back and tell you about that prize, okay?
Perfect. All right. All right.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
All right.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. We have the greatest listeners in the world.